Hello, everybody. Ashton Gustafson here, and welcome to number one, the first ever LTMP podcast. The loneliest number, but the number we must take to get to 2, 3, 4, and infinity. So, LTMP, those of you that may not know me or be familiar with kind of this journey that I'm on, LTMP stands for Let the Music Play. This initial podcast is just going to be there to kind of give you a brief overview of what we're going to chat about each month, the goals of stuff that we're going to talk about and walk through and wrestle with. I wanted just to introduce myself and for you to hear my heart and my hope behind the journey of Let the Music Play. We'll kind of get to LTMP, where it came from, in a little bit. But this podcast, I really wanted it to be something where all of us could come and kind of bring our, what I like to call, the Rubik's Cube of life to the table and talk about it. Like, we've all got things that we're working through, and we've all got areas in our lives where we either are successful or want to get more successful, or we're not as successful as we'd like to be or we'd like to get it there. And really, I define music as success for my life. If I'm making music and I'm not making noise, then I say that's a success. And that goes for my life, my relationships, my business, my health, my hobbies, you name it. That's kind of the metaphor that I see the world through, and the lens of success through, is music. So I just kind of wanted to say hi, introduce myself to you guys, let you know kind of what this is going to be. Some of you may know me from every weekday I post a blog at ltmpblog.com. Some of you guys we may have met around the country. I speak at numerous events, most of the time dealing with real estate. I'm a real estate broker in the state of Texas. But if you want to know what I'm passionate about, it's what we are going to be talking about here on this podcast each and every time I can get a new post out to you guys. So I'd ask that you join me on this venture. I'm not looking for followers. I'm looking for people to join this thing. I'm looking for joiners to join the movement of Let the Music Play, and allow it to be the anthem that really powers your life, your spiritual life, your business, your relationships, you name it. That's my heart and my goal for this. Every single podcast is going to kind of have a flow that we're going to do. And the main thing that we're going to do every single week is talk about what it looks like to make music with your life, your relationships, and your business. And, you know, we may even get into your health and hobbies as well. After all, you know, if we're not healthy, then the whole life and relationship and business thing really isn't even fully possible. So that's the main meat that we're going to chat through every month. I also plan on sharing a book with you each episode. Really a book that I've wrestled with, that's kind of helped shape my thinking. A guy named Frank Kafka, I read a quote of his a couple weeks ago that really was the best way I could describe why I fell in love with reading about 4 or 5 years ago. And he said, a book must be the axe for the frozen sea inside of us. I'll say that again because that's pretty beautiful. A book must be the axe for the frozen sea inside of us. So there's this ocean inside of us, right? And we long to surf on it. Like, we long to live on that ocean and sail those seas and find journey to new lands and see sunsets. And I'm getting a little too metaphorical, but you'll notice that really this podcast is just about metaphors. It's really all we have to hold on to, I think. And then another quote on books that I really loved from Rumi. We all love Rumi. Don't you know Rumi? Maybe not. You are not a drop in the ocean. You're an entire ocean in a drop. So when I think about books, I think about Frank Kafka's quote, a book must be the axe for the frozen sea inside of us. But then I also love to couple that with Rumi's quote, that you are not a drop in the ocean, you are the entire ocean in a drop. That's a big, big thought. But books for me have been flashlights. They've been wind behind my back. They've been the axe that breaks the frozen sea inside of me. And so I love to share with you guys those things that have found me in my journey. Third thing we're going to chat about is business. I'm a conference junkie. I love reading about business. I love everything that business is. And so we're going to chat about articles, books, interviews, trends, because business is a big part of what we do. I mean, if you think about it, business is a huge part of your life. And when I say business, I mean your job, your vocation. That could be being a mom. That could be being a coach. That could be being an artist. That could be being a chef. That could be a zookeeper. That could be a, you name it. That's a big, big deal. You're going to basically sleep a lot and work a lot. And then hopefully, I hope that you find some time to enjoy life in this whole thing that we call your life. So business is a big deal. And we want to make sure that we're participating in sound business practices in the modern economy. Something that I've learned is you've got to be on the forefront of stuff. And so we're going to chat through that in these episodes. I love chatting about business. The second reason why business is a big deal is because it is the way that you bring order, art, and beauty to the world. So I want to say that again. Your business, your career, your vocation, that thing that you do that puts food on the table and serves your fellow man is how you bring order, art, and beauty to the world. And that's a really, 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 really big deal. So a lot of times I think that we just take jobs and we go, yeah, well, I do this. But like you bring order to people's lives. You bring art to people's lives, meaning to people's lives. And so it's a really, really big deal. Your work matters, and it matters that you do it well. So we're going to be chatting about that in this podcast. A quote that I'll just share about business that I really loved. One of my heroes in the real estate industry is a woman by the name of Linda McKissick. And she's really been a bright light for me in my short career. And she said something once that it's echoed in my soul every day since I heard her first say it, in which she said it with such conviction. And every time I share this quote with people, it just kind of silences the crowd. And so her quote was this, that the purpose of life is to truly live before you die. And the purpose of business is to fund that truly perfect life. Whoa. I'll say it again. The purpose of life is to truly live before you die. And the purpose of business is to fund that truly perfect life. That's a beautiful quote, and I thought I'd share that with you guys today, and that's really why we're going to chat about business on this podcast. The fourth thing that we're going to talk about is music. What do you know? Of course, we got to talk about music at LTMPblog.com. I love music. My life changed when I found music, or maybe I should say, my life changed when music found me. I was handed a guitar freshman year of high school. My life has never been the same since. I've always felt a deep, deep connection to music. Music for me gets the point across. It says sometimes what words and feelings can't say. It kind of puts it all together. I'm a songwriter at heart. I try to communicate sometimes verbally, but sometimes it's a lot easier for me to just put it in a song. So we're going to chat about music, new stuff that I'm listening to, things that are out there. Hopefully one day, if we're lucky, we can get some pretty cool music hipsters on this podcast and chat with them too. And then lastly, random thoughts from myself, things that I've been working on, that I've been writing, thoughts and ideas that I've been wrestling with. I'm going to be as vulnerable and as open on this thing as I can, sharing with you guys the journey on what, for me personally, it looks like to let the music play. And, you know, most likely that's probably going to deal with something along the lines of beauty and meaning and the cosmos and sunsets and sushi. Hashtag David Crowder right there. There's so much beauty to take in this place, from our marriages to our relationships to our children, to our businesses, to our lives, to our hobbies, to our ministries, to our, you fill in the blank. There is so much to take in. And really, this is going to be an outlet. The blogs that I post every day, chances are 9 out of 10 of them you can read in 15 to 30 seconds. I feel like I've gone become wordy here on this podcast. I'm not very wordy when there's a keyboard at my fingertips. But I'm chatting a little bit more here today and glad to do it. So, you know, that's what we're going to be doing. Those are kind of the five things every podcast we're going to chat through. Hey, you got to love books. You got to love music. You got to love random thoughts. You got to love business. And you got to love learning about what it looks like to let the music play. I feel like I need to give a little bit of backstory or the background info of LTMP. So rewind with me back to 2006. It was February of 2006. I was a recent graduate of Baylor University, and I was just entering into my professional life. And to be quite honest with you, I had a real estate license for about 6 to 12 months and practically didn't sell one property. And I was working for my family, my grandparents, people that were are icons in the real estate industry. I had every opportunity to be successful, and I flat out wasn't making it happen. And I jokingly say this now, but I was even still living at home at that time. And I go home and sit on the bed that I grew up in, and I pick up my guitar, and in 3 minutes, I write this song called Let the Music Play, and my life has never been the same since. The first lines out of that song were this: "So go and get the pen and paper and take some notes. Is it real how I feel tomorrow the truth be told? 'Cause I've been here one too many times when it feels like my life is in rewind. Won't you let the music play?" And so I won't read you the entire lyrics of that song, but the premise of that song was basically this, I was making noise with my life, full disclosure. There was no tempo, there was no melody, there was no harmony, there was no beat line, there was nothing rhythmic about my life, relationships, and business. And I write this song, and it was just an aching soul really praying to God, saying, "Hey, I need some help. I'm making noise down here, and I need to start to make some music." The next day, I literally changed the way I walked, dressed, did my business, communicated with clients, communicated with my girlfriend who became my fiance, who became my wife. Like, my life changed that day when I went from living a life of noise, accepting a life of noise, to through bravery and courage and a little bit of whimsy, stepping into the life of music. And it's not easy. But it is so, so rewarding. And that's really how this whole concept of Let the Music Play began. So it's kind of a mantra for my family. We have these big LTMP letters in our den. My buddies and I, we always talk about the music. In my business, we talk about the music. It's how we keep our thumb on if we're doing okay. Are we making music or are we making noise? If we're making music, then we know we're going to be doing the things that we need to be doing. So that's kind of the backstory of that. I'm working on a book, which rumor has it is supposed to be done pretty soon, called Let the Music Play. And I define the music right out of the gate in this book. And I wrote in the book that the music that I'm speaking of is the experience that is heard, felt, and seen, and the story that unfolds when one's divine identity, core consciousness, God giftings, core beliefs, and core values come together, come alive, and crescendo in this world we exist in. Love it. That's the music. That's what gets me excited. And so that's kind of the backstory of this whole Let the Music Play. And here's the deal. Music is success on your terms. Like, I could ask anybody listening to this podcast, you can ask anybody in the world, you can tell me, what is music? And chances are they may come up with a genre. They may say rock, rap, country, folk, you name it. They may say an artist. They may say Frank Sinatra. Some may say Metallica. Some may say, whatever. I mean, there's all different variations. The fact is, you can't really define music. We can't all agree exactly what it is. There's a professor of musicology. Can you believe there's even such thing? Professor of musicology at the Université de Montréal. I think that's how you say it. His name is Jean Jacques Nantes. You can tell I'm a redneck and I'm not French. He had this quote, and it says it so beautifully about the eclecticism that music is and how it's so different and broad and we can't really define it and it's so personal. He says, the border between music and noise is always culturally defined, which implies that even within a single society, this border does not always pass through the same place. In short, there is rarely a consensus. By all accounts, there is no single and intercultural universal concept defining what music might be. So what I'm asking of you, if you're willing to join me on this journey, is that that we kind of be okay not even really knowing what we're trying to do here. But we hold this concept of music as the metaphor of, this is what I'm trying to make. This is what I'm trying to make with my family, with my life, with my relationships, with my business, with my art, with my purpose, with my ministry. You fill in the blank. And I hope that that quote gives a lot of freedom to you out there tonight. I hope if you're listening out there that you would fully understand that my version of music isn't your version of music. And honestly, the last thing we need is multiple same types of music all running around. We need diversity. We need eclecticism. We need different riffs. We need different things that inspire us, because when you make your music, it helps mine. When you let your light shine, I can see a little bit better. That's the beauty of it all. Oh man, this is awesome. I'm like having so much fun doing this. And this is like take one. This is podcast one, take one, and we're rolling with it. Got to talk about a book tonight. The book that got me reading, I feel like I should owe some homage to this book. It's called A Million Miles in a Thousand Years, written by a guy named Donald Miller. He's one of my heroes. He is one of the guys that has just helped me make sense of it all. If you're near Amazon on your phone or on a website, go to Amazon, type in A Million Miles in a Thousand Years, buy this book. It will blow your mind. And I'm just going to wet your whistle. I'm just going to read for you the first page. This book is called A Million Miles in a Thousand Years. So here, check this out. What I Learned While Editing My Life. That's kind of the subtitle. So here we go. Listen to this. Author's note. If you watched a movie about a guy who wanted a Volvo and worked for years to get it, you wouldn't cry at the end when he drove off the lot testing the windshield wipers. You wouldn't tell your friends you saw a beautiful movie or go home and put a record on to think about the story you'd just seen. The truth is, you wouldn't remember that movie a week later, except you'd feel robbed and you'd want your money back. Nobody cries at the end of a movie about a guy who wants a Volvo. But we spend years actually living those stories and expect our lives to feel meaningful. The truth is, if what we choose to do with our lives won't make a story meaningful, it won't make a life meaningful either. Here's what I mean by that. Oh my gosh, how good is that? That's such salty writing. You don't want to live a life about just getting enough money to buy a Volvo. When I read this book, I had never held the concept of my life as a story. And it rattled my cage so hard that my wife and I named our first daughter Story, because it struck us so deep, this concept that we are all living a story. And when you don't realize that, then you just kind of put your head down and you go through day after day. But when you realize there's this grand story that's going on around you, all of a sudden you own the character that God called you to be and you become that guy. And it's not this process of that you are this person, it's who you're becoming. One of the lines in the book, I believe that he says about being a character, being the protagonist in your story, is that you kind of know what you want and you're willing to overcome conflict to go get it. find this book, read it. I promise you, you'll love it. I'm looking right here in the middle or at the front page, and it's beautiful. When I first met Don, he wrote a note to Story in here. Story, may the love of God delightfully invade every turn in your story. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for her to have that one day and me have that moment. So that's the book side. Music-wise, let's chat about music for a minute. Didn't want to keep you guys too long, but I definitely feel like I need to tell you about this band, group, guy that I'm listening to. Auroral Method is the name of this group. They're from Houston, Texas. I learned about them from a buddy of mine named Pat Dodd. Check out www.pdodd.com. Basically, all things music I learned from Pat and stuff he puts online is so good. What's up, Pat? Hope you're listening. Howdy from Texas. So listen to this. So if there's a way that you could make a album sound like dreams and the ocean and the cosmos and eternity, that's crazy, isn't it? That's how I describe this record. I'm going through preparing for the podcast, and the name of this record is called When I Drifted, I Heard a Faint Melody. Here's what blew my mind as I was reading these tracks. There's 14 tracks, and when you read them all together, they're a poem. It's unbelievable. So I'm gonna read for you guys. I'm gonna say track one, then track two, and then I'm just gonna read it so you can understand what I'm saying. Track one is called As I Awoke. Track two, The Golden Light Swelled Somber in the East. Track three, Inside Its Cloak, The Ocean Tide Held Songs of Restless Beast. Track four, The Wind and Smoke Were Bold and Fight. Track five, As Cities Danced and Feast. Track six, The Night Sky Broke in Open Stride as Weary Stars Increased. Track seven, The Moonlit Towers Reached Above in Blue the Hours Beseeched Our Love. Track eight, I Dreamed of Choirs Slow and Steady. The song was ours. It was woe. It was heavy. Track nine, The Autumn Took Its Forest Bride. Track 10, The Trees Had Scattered Garments Wide. Track 11, I sought my love beyond the hill. I found her bathed in water still. Track 12, then I heard a voice like thunder. Come and see the final wonder. Track 13, the heavens swung their binding gates. Track 14, and carried us to winding fates. Oh my goodness. Auroral Method, if you're listening, we are soul brothers. And I hope I get to shake your hand and then give you a hug one day. I'm going to read this again. I'm going to read it without the tracks, because that was probably weird and awkward for some of you. As I awoke, the golden light swelled somber in the east. Inside its cloak, the ocean tide held songs of restless beast. The wind and smoke were bold and fight, as cities danced and feast. The night sky broke in open stride as weary stars increased. The moonlit towers reached above and blew the hours, beseeched our love. I dreamed of choirs slow and steady. The song was ours. Its woe was heavy. The autumn took its forest bride. The trees had scattered garments wide. I sought my love beyond the hill. I found her bathed in water still. Then I heard a voice like thunder, come and see the final wonder. The heavens swung their blinding gates and carried us to winding fates. Oh my goodness. If you don't have goosebumps after that, there's something wrong with you. So, Auroral Method. I can't say enough about this record. It's beautiful to work to. It's beautiful to drive to. It's awesome to listen in the backyard if you're working in a garden or whatever to cook to. It's just, it's unbelievable. And knowing that it's a poem kind of blows my mind. And I figured that out just reading it. So check these guys out, auroralmethod.com. Buy their record. You can buy the record for $7 on their website. Find a way to support these guys. We got to support music makers. That's all I can say. And it is unbelievable. P. Dodd, thank you for the assist. It is so good. All right, I've gone a long time tonight. I will leave you guys with a quote and kind of a benediction. So one of the things that allowed me to connect all the dots of this music thing when I wrote Let the Music Play was a quote by Oliver Wendell Holmes. And he says, "The greatest tragedy in America is not the destruction of our natural resources, though that tragedy is great. The truly great tragedy is the destruction of our human resources by our failure to fully utilize our abilities, which means that most men and women go to their graves with their music still in them." If you want to know why I write, if you want to know why I travel around the country and leave my family to go speak, if you want to know why this podcast exists, it's because I desire to see a passionate movement really move across my generation, move across the generation that's coming after me, move across the generation that's ahead of me, because I believe that passionate souls are what change the world. And I believe that when we have an awakening to the frozen ocean inside of us and we crack that and the waves of music spill out, I believe that is how God makes this place a better place. And I believe that's how we make the world a better place. So I seek to see passionate dads, passionate moms, passionate people, passionate business owners, passionate artists, chefs, music makers, you name it. If you do anything, if you make something from nothing, this podcast, the music is for you. Amen. So I'll leave you in benediction. This benediction is the end of the song, Let the Music Play, that I wrote. And there you go. So here we go. So may the drummer inside of you beat his beat. May the strings inside of you proceed. Where you are weak, I pray that you find strength. And where you are blind, I pray that you see. Let the organ inside of you fill the room. Let the flowers inside of you bloom. And may the light shine through in all that you do. Let the music play. Until next time, friends, don't forget to pause by the orchid, listen to the bluebird sing, and be love.